They started out kind of as a folk rock band. Marty Balin, Paul Kantner, and Jorma Kalkinen on guitar. A bunch of other guys, too. They added a singer from a band called Great Society. It was Grace Slick. And they were good. In fact, Jorma thought they were fantastic. So Grace Slick joins the band, 1967. She brings along two songs with her. She brings along Somebody to Love that she wrote and White Rabbit, which she wrote, which became big hits. White Rabbit went to number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100. You'd think that Jorma Kalkinen would think, what a great song, but he didn't. He loved the song, but he didn't like the way they did it. He liked the way Great Society did it.
When the Great Society used to do it, it was a vehicle for one of the band members to take a soprano sax freak-out solo. When we did the song, it became more of an arrangement, sort of a piece. I loved the way the Great Society did it. And to tell you the truth, I never felt that the way we did it was as dynamic. But years after the fact, when I go back listening to it, and I don't listen to my own stuff very often, I realize, that's a pretty neat arrangement. It's a neat, concise little song.
It's a neat, concise little song.
Yeah. Okay.
Much talk about Beatles reunion. Would it have happened? Could it happen? Et cetera, et cetera. Well, allegedly, the Beatles almost got back together in 1976. That would be 6 years after they broke up. But a shark prevented the reunion. According to Ringo Starr, a promoter offered them the equivalent of $250 million. That was today's money. $250 mil. They talked about it. And here's the quote from Ringo. We called each other to see what we think. We decided not to do it because the opening act was a guy fighting a shark. So we thought, no. Sounds crazy, but it might be true. Because according to an old People magazine article from 1976, a promoter named Bill Sargent made the offer. But after the Beatles turned him down, he decided to concentrate on his next project. An Australian diver named Wally Gibbons would fight to the death with a 14-foot, 2,500-pound killer shark in a lagoon off Western Samoa. Yeah, both of those events had no chance of happening.